First report takes us to the U.S. Capitol. Republicans and Democrats there say it won't be the same without U.S. Senator John McCain. The Republican who represented the state of Arizona passed away Saturday at the age of 81. He'd been battling an aggressive form of brain cancer for more than a year, and that was one of many fights he took on in his lifetime. John McCain was a survivor of plane crashes, plural. One of them came in 1967 while he was serving as a decorated Navy bomber pilot during the Vietnam War. He became a prisoner of that war, suffering injuries under North Vietnamese captivity that lasted the rest of his life. But he did survive, and McCain eventually turned to politics, serving in the U.S. House of Representatives starting in 1983 and the Senate 3 years later. He campaigned twice for the U.S. presidency, but lost the Republican nomination to George W. Bush in the year 2000. He won his party's nomination in the 2008 race, but lost the presidency to Barack Obama. Throughout all of it, Senator McCain defined himself as a maverick, someone who could take an independent stand from the mainstream. He publicly spoke out against various policies from both Democratic and Republican administrations, including those of President Obama and President Trump. But he had the respect of politicians from both sides of the aisle. McCain will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol this week. It's an honor reserved for military officers and government officials. It means his casket will be on display at the rotunda of the Capitol, where the public can pay their final respects to the late senator. Police in Jacksonville, Florida, are investigating a shooting that happened at a video game tournament Sunday. It took place at a restaurant at the Jacksonville Landing, an open-air marketplace along the St. Johns River. At a qualifying event for the Madden 19 NFL tournament, at least one suspect apparently opened fire. Preliminary reports said last night that at least 11 people were injured and that 4 people were killed. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office said that one suspected shooter was also dead and that there were no, quote, outstanding suspects as of yesterday afternoon. Police were asking any witnesses who might have gotten video of the event to share it with them. Details about the shooting were still coming in as we produced this show. CNN.com will have the latest information.